We're talking with Steve Thompson, Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Steve, you've had a chance to look at all the returns. And, of course, we're still got a few races out, but we're really starting to get these final results in pretty quickly on primary night. We're talking primarily on the GOP side because that's where so many people are registered to vote in our state. So these are the races that will likely matter come November. What do you see? Obviously, at the top of the ticket, we've got the governor easily winning, what, 68-70%.
It was first and foremost, it's a great night for Oklahoma, or a great day for Oklahoma. This is such an exciting thing to be a part of. We're blessed at Farm Bureau to have a very active organization when it comes to politics and campaigns. And really impressed with what the governor's done and the way he's reached out to rural Oklahoma and it showed through tonight all around the state. So that's the lead story. Is it's a great day for Oklahoma and it's a great day for rural Oklahoma.
We've got both Senate seats up for election, a full 6-year term for Mr. Lankford, trying to fill Senator Inhofe's final 2 years. Both of those races Mr. Lankford looks like pretty easily going to win with over 70% of the ballot, I guess.
You know, that was very reassuring because, it teaches us all a little lesson that, sometimes social media is not real life. And early on in the campaign, he took a lot of slings and arrows. And there's not a bigger rock in our political world than James Lankford, and there's nobody that we all look up to more than him. And he showed that he's about serious business, he's about leadership, he's about governing, and did a remarkable job. And for the seat that Senator Inhofe is vacating, Congressman Mullen had a very strong showing. He's going to go into the runoff with a sizable lead over former House Speaker T.W. Shannon, but there were a lot of votes still out there. Our good friend Luke Holland, as well as State Senator Nathan Dom, all put 10% or more on the board. So it is still a sporting race, and we know there is a history of the folks who finished second in the primary coming from behind to overtake the person who won the primary. So that is very much an active race, But you do have to note that Congressman Mullen had a serious victory tonight and probably a 28-point lead heading to that runoff. But there's still a lot of summer left, and that will be a sporting race to look forward to coming into August.
Congressional incumbents are all going to be safely the nominee for the GOP, looks like, come November.
That's right. We start first and foremost with our good friend Congressman Frank Lucas from Western Oklahoma. Carried north of 60% and has really been our ag champion for so long, and I think the voters showed up for him. He had a very serious challenge there, a lot of money and a lot of effort put in against him, and he came out on top of that. And you contrast that with our newest Congresswoman Stephanie Bice and Tom Cole, and all up and down the line, the incumbents really carried the day there. And there, as much as there is kind of an anti-incumbent attitude out there these days, I think they showed that we have a tremendous delegation that really does good work. And even though there was money put into challenges to all of them, they all came up on the top side of that one.
We know who's going to probably be in that race for the second congressional district, but we have no clue how the voters will pick and choose after so many contestants got almost the same number of votes.
You know, I've been a part of this ballgame for 22, 23 years, and the Oklahoma 2nd Congressional District race this year is without question the wildest and craziest election I've ever seen. We do think that State House member Avery Fricks and former State Senator Josh Burkeen will probably, at this point in the night, looks like, will advance to the primary. But when you look at all the votes and all the numbers, it's astounding. Over 70% of the voters in that primary voted for somebody other than the two that will advance the runoff. So it is still going to be a wild and crazy race moving forward. And I've never seen anything that there was almost no polling done because there were so many candidates in that race, and just razor thin margins every way you slice that up. So you talk about exciting. That's That's what makes this process fun, and two really good gentlemen that we've worked with for a long time, and we can't wait to see how that campaign plays out. But there is a whole lot of ground left to be worked out in that second congressional district, because there's 70% of the votes still up for grabs in that one.
What stuck out in your mind when you look at those state races, the state legislature, Senate and House?
You know, there were a couple of incumbents that look like they're probably going to go down, but so many others that had a lot of money and at times money that came from outside the state of Oklahoma against them on a number of issues, and there were mostly the incumbents carried the day. And so feel really good about the work that our particular OKFB Ag Pack had done there. I think their record is going to be pretty strong. I think there may be one person we supported that goes down, but all of our endorsed candidates look like they're going to survive or advance. But truly, there was so much money spent. I don't know what most of y'all are like, but we received mailer after mailer every day at our house. And I don't think that most of those were successful, no matter how much money were put behind them. And I think it shows that the voters in Oklahoma really know and want to know the people that they vote for. And sometimes campaigns are a lot of noise, but, you know, it's really about shoe leather and getting to know your folks. And that's exciting. That's good that we can stay close to our elected representatives and senators. But there's going to be one or two incumbents that fall tonight. And that will be really interesting when we come back to the Capitol next February.
We will have a significant number of races that will be in the runoff end of August.
That's right. No, this is going to be a full campaign season. There's a lot of folks, although the field does narrow, we will have a lot of things to zero in on for that election in August. And there's still a few things left to be decided in November, but the primary was obviously the biggest thing. Like you said, the Republican ticket was really heavy in Oklahoma, and that's not a new trend, and that's not surprising to anybody. But the next biggest will be the August ballot, and there's going to be some very competitive races, both in the congressional side as well as there's a few legislative races that will receive a lot of attention and a lot of focus. And so if you're involved in your area in one of those, it is definitely time to dig in, because you'll get attention like you've never seen before, and there'll be money like you've never seen before in these kind of races.